Nedarim Perek, Zayin Mishnah Aleph 7:1, and really the Mishnah continues on with what it was doing back in the sixth Perek, defining certain terms, specifically, you know, what different food items names mean. So here we're going to talk about Yarak. Now, Yarak is probably translated as something close to like greens, literally, or even veggies, like vegetables. The question is, when a person forbids himself from eating Yarak, what does that come to include? So just to understand the taxonomy of Chazal, when it comes to plants that are cultivated for eating. So basically, they come in three basic varieties. Some are called peros ha'adama, ground fruits, if you will. Those are things that you, they're like the bulbs and you eat them, or like, so we're talking turnips, radishes, melons, pumpkins, and that kind of thing. And then you have yirakos. These are greens, and these are things usually eaten raw, but not necessarily. The defining feature here is that they are the leaves of that plant you eat. So like a lettuce or a cabbage or, I don't know, collard greens and kale and that kind of thing. And then you have a third category called kitnis, like kitnios. And those are plants that are cultivated for the seeds, and the seeds are what's eaten. So that's why when you think kitnios, you probably think things like lentils, because anything that's like a pulse or a legume would be the cultivated for the seeds of the plant. So those are called kitnios. Truth is even that like grains, like wheat and barley, would also be kitnios, except because they're significant and they make them to bread. So those are promoted, if you will, to become called, you know, grains, as opposed to, it can be called dagon, you know, or can be, but it's like sort of like a subcategory. In any case, the question is, when a person takes a neder against yarak, greens or veggies, something like that, so what does it come to include? So, says the Tana Kama, hanoder min hayarak, if you take such a neder against veggies, mutar b'daluin, you'd be able to eat gourds, think like a pumpkin or something. So the point is, yarakos are really green things, like the leaves, and that wouldn't be a dala'at, wouldn't be a pumpkin or a gourd, so therefore you'd be allowed to eat it. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's included. You can't eat deluin either. You can't eat gourds. So the Gemara explains that what happened was the person who made the neder said, konam yarak. He forbade himself from eating veggies, but he said, hamizbashel bekadera alai. The kind of veggies that are cooked in a pot. So the fact that he says cooked in a pot suggests he means more than just good old-fashioned yarakos, the greens. And therefore, the question is, what's he coming to add? And Rabbi Akiva is not convinced with certainty that would mean also like a dala'as, a gourd, but he's mesupak. He at least has a reason to think he might have meant it, and therefore he is strict and says you couldn't eat gourds if you took a neder against eating yarak mizbashel b'kadera. So now, the Chacham try to convince him that he is not correct by using kind of like a thought experiment. They're trying to illustrate what people mean when they, in common parlance, when they speak and use the word Yarak. So they say, for Amrlo, the Chacham said, Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Akiva, V'halo, listen, what about this? If a person said, Omer Adam L'shlucho kach li Yarak, if a person said, you know, go, he says to his agent, you know, do me a favor, go to the market and pick up some yarak for me. And then, v'hu omer lo matzasi ela deluin. If the guy would go to market, the agent, and he wouldn't find any simple, when he's told to get veggies, he doesn't see any of the usual greens there. So what would he do? He'd pick up the phone, he'd say, listen, I can't find any greens, but I do find here some gourds. Would that work for your veggie requirement? So you see, say the chachamim, the fact that he wouldn't just buy a gourd without phoning to ask means that gourds are not really veggies, or yarakos, okay? So, Amar Rabbi Kiva says back to them, Amar Lahem, he says, Ken Adavar, that's exactly my point. You've actually proved my point, because you see, when the guy picked up the phone, he thought, well, maybe, you know, a gourd could be good enough. Oshema Omar Hulo, can you imagine, Rabbi Kiva says, can you imagine the guy, the shaliach, the agent, picking up the phone and at the market and saying, listen, Lo Matzasi Ela Kitnis. He says, you know, I couldn't find any, I know you wanted yarakos, veggies, but all I could find is barley. Will that do? I mean, he would never do that because no one would ever think barley is a substitute, kitnios, you know, corn or whatever, is a substitute for veggies, yarakos. Which means, says Rabbi Akiva, there's no question when it comes to kitnios, but there is a question when it comes to a dalas. You see, the point is he might have meant dalas, and therefore that's why I'm being strict. Elisha deluin b'chlal yarak. You see, it's very reasonable, says Rabbi Akiva, to think he meant to include deluin gourds when he said the general category of yarak, of veggies. The kitnios ainim b'chol yarak, in contrast, when it comes to kitnios, like a, I don't know what a garbanzo bean or corn, rice, he certainly didn't mean that. Rice is not vegetables. So that's the machlokas there. But at all events, they agree on the following. Va'asur, if a person took a neder against eating yarak, veggies, so then they all agree, meaning the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva both agree, that asur b'ful ha-mitzri lach, that the Egyptian bean, some little bean they grow in Egypt, which can be eaten either like when it's still kind of green and soft, or left to harden and dry out, like a kind of like a nut almost. So the point is, if you eat it when it's lach and moist, so it's still green, and that could be called yarak. And therefore everyone agrees, even Rabbi Akiva and the Chum both agree, that a yarak neder would restrict from eating moist, unhardened pulamitzri, Egyptian beans, umutzer b'yavesh, but the person who took such a neder could eat dried out, older, hardened Egyptian beans, because no one would ever refer to such a dried out hard bean as a yarak.